this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Now, the content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, welcome back for another program, and today we're going to start out with the Durham Performing Arts Center, obviously in Durham, and it's also known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following, dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, the DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or you can contact Ticketmaster. Okay, coming up on Saturday, July 18th, three acts, two dancers, and one radio host. This American Life host, Ira Glass, has been working with Monica Bill Barnes and Company to invent a show that combines two art forms, as Glass puts it, have no business being together, dance and radio. One is all words and no visuals. The other is all visuals, no words. So that's three acts, two dancers, and one radio host. Sunday, July 19th, American Idol Live Tour 2015. And this is from the American Idol show's 14th season. Friday and Saturday, July 24th and 25th, Doug Verrone and dancers. Sunday, August 9th, Bill Maher. Tuesday, August 18th, it is Lyle Lovett and his large band. Singer, composer, and actor Lyle Lovett returns for his fourth appearance at DPAC. Come see why he is one of the most infectious and fascinating musicians in popular music. Lyle Lovett has evolved into one of music's most vibrant and quintessential performers. That's Tuesday, August 18th for Lyle Lovett. Friday, August 21st, Wendy Williams. Sunday, August 23rd, Gladys Knight and the OJs. Keep wanting to say Gladys Knight and the Pips, but it's the OJs. Okay, Saturday, August 29th, Temptations and the Four Tops. The Temptations are the quintessential Motown vocal group. The quintet offered a rich blend of voices accompanied by stylish, coordinated dance moves. The Four Tops are one of soul music's most popular and long-lived vocal groups. Between 1964 and 1988, the Four Tops made Billboard's Hot 100 chart 45 times and its R&B chart 52 times. That's the Temptations and Four Tops, Saturday, August 29th at DPAC. Thursday, September 10th, The Legend of Zelda, Symphony of the Goddesses. Friday, September 11th, it's Jerry Seinfeld, and he's got two shows, one at 7, the other at 9:30. Wednesday, September 23rd through October 4th, Beautiful. That's the Carole King musical. Wednesday, October 7th, it is Jackson Browne. Friday, October 9th, Brian Regan. October 13th through the 18th, an odd one, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. Coming direct from New York, where a most gentlemanly NPR critic said he'd never laughed so hard at a Broadway musical. Gentleman's Guide tells the uproarious story of Monty Navarro, a distant heir to a family fortune who sets out to jump the line of succession by, you guessed it, eliminating the eight pesky relatives who stand in his way. Tuesday, October 20th, Danny Elfman's music from the films of Tim Burton. Wednesday, October 21st, Ricky Martin. And October 23rd through the 25th, Disney's Beauty and the Beast. Monday, October 26th, Orquesta Buena Vista Social Club, Farewell Tour. Thursday, October 29th, this just added, John Cleese and Eric Idle. Thursday, November 5th, Wanda Sykes. She has been called one of the funniest stand-up comics by her peers and ranks among Entertainment Weekly's 25 funniest people in America. Saturday, November 7th, it's Patti LaBelle. The word beautiful simply does not describe the incomparable force known to the world as Patti LaBelle. That's Saturday, November 7th. Tuesday, November 10th, The Illusionist, this mind-blowing spectacular, showcases the jaw-dropping talents of the most incredible illusionists on Earth. Friday, November 20th, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Sunday, November 29th, Straight No Chaser. December 1st through the 6th, The Sound of Music. December 29th through January 5th of next year, The Book of Mormon. January 19th through the 24th, Matilda the Musical. Wednesday, January 27th, The Tenors. Monday, February 1st, Two Cellos. Thursday, February 4th, Star Trek, The Ultimate Voyage. February 16th through March 13th of next year, Disney's The Lion King. April 5th and 6th, Million Dollar Quartet. April 19th through the 24th, Cabaret. April 30th and May 1st, Carolina Ballet's Macbeth. And May 3rd through the 8th next year, 42nd Street. And Tuesday, May 24th of 2016, If Then. And that's the current schedule at DPAC in Durham. Also in Durham, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street. The phone numbers to call there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. All right, here's the lineup. Monday, July 20th, Rob Bell, Everything is Spiritual Tour. Friday, July 31st, Erica Campbell and Friends. Saturday, August 1st, The Funny Guys, The Flying Karamazov Brothers. Thursday, August 6th, Boz Skaggs. Again, this is all performances at Carolina Theater. August 10th, Ms. Lauren Hill. Friday, August 28th, Iris Dement. Monday, August 31st, Keb Moe. Tickets start at $27. Friday, September 4th, it's Jim Jeffries with the Freedom Tour. And Freedom is spelled F-R-E-E-D-U-M-B. So you take what you will from that. Also at the Carolina Theater, Sunday, September 13th, The Milk Carton Kids. Tickets start at $27. Monday, September 14th, Zappa Plays Zappa, the one-size-fits-all 40th anniversary tour. Tickets start at $27. Tuesday, September 15th, Ms. Lisa Fisher and Grand Baton. Tickets start at $31. Wednesday, September 16th, Johnny Swim, a Prairie Home Companion, declared that Abner Ramirez and Amanda Ramirez are 21st century troubadours. As Johnny Swim, they embody the tradition of the well-traveled singer-songwriter while cultivating a modern style that's uniquely their own. Tickets start at $30.50. The concert is at 8. Thursday, September 17th, it is George Benson. Thursday, September 24th, Leanne Womack. September 25th, Carolina Jazz on Tour with Bob James. Saturday, September 26th, an acoustic evening with Yola Tango featuring David Schramm. Thursday, October 1st, the Fairfield Four and the McCrary Sisters. The Fairfield Four have been the foremost proponents of the African-American a cappella gospel quartet tradition since 1921, passing the torch from generation to generation. In this concert, the Fairfield Four join up for a very special collaborative performance with a younger generation of luminaries, the McCrary Sisters. These four sisters are the daughters of Reverend Sam McCrary, who led the Fairfield Four from the 1940s to the 1980s. Tickets for this event start at $24, and the performance is at 8 o'clock. Moving on to Duke performances, the phone number there to call for more information or tickets, 919-660-3356. or 919-684-4444. Wednesday, July 22nd, Diali Sisoko and Kira Baugh. Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review, Pat Mother Blues Cohen, and Big Ron Hunter. Then we move to September. Duke performances, Thursday, September 10th, Mahmoud Ahmed, Reynolds Industries Theater at 8. Tickets are $34 and $28, $15 for ages 30 and under, and Duke students get in for $10. Thursday, September 17th, it's Lula Pena at Nelson Music Room at 8 o'clock. And Portuguese singer-songwriter Lula Pena's longing lyrics and wandering guitar lines descend from the Fado tradition, which originated 200 years ago. Friday, September 18th, it's El Subramanium, Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. He's a master of the violin in Carnatic classical music tradition. Saturday, September 19th, Betty Levette at Baldwin Auditorium at 8 o'clock. Thursday, September 24th, it is Gregory Porter at Page Auditorium. Friday, September 25th, Rhiannon Giddens at Page Auditorium. I have to say, I'm a fan. Saturday, September 26th, Brentano String Quartet. Saturday, September 26th, also the Brentano String Quartet was at Baldwin Auditorium. Also that same date, Patricia Ibanez and Abel Harana at Reynolds Industry Theater. Friday, October 2nd, Julian Sands, a celebration of Harold Pinter, Baldwin Auditorium. And Saturday, October 3rd, Chompy Concert No. 1, featuring Inyata Freelong, jazz violinist at Baldwin Auditorium. Okay, Back Porch Music on the Lawn, American Tobacco Amphitheater. The number there, 919-433-1566. Concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 till 9. July 30th, the Jeff Austin Band. Mandolinist Jeff Austin is unstoppable. He is celebrated for his fleet fingers and penchant for improvisation on stage. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review, Eddie Tigner, Pee Wee Hayes, Albert White, Nasheed Abdul, and Artie Dean. August 27th, American Aquarium. For nearly a decade, members of American Aquarium have spent the majority of their days on the road, burning through a sprawl of highways during the day and playing hours of raw, rootsy rock and roll at night. And the Back Porch Music on the Lawn closes out September 10th with Chatham County Line. Chatham County Line is an American bluegrass musical group formed in Raleigh in 1999 from members of the band Stillhouse. The band has released 7 albums. All right, we're going to take a look at festivals and events across North Carolina. July 17 and 18, Spruce Pine Barbecue and Bluegrass Festival. July 18th, it's Farmer's Day Festival in China Grove. July 18th, Beach Blast in Kings Mountain. July 18th, Locust Summer Concert Series in Locust, Stanley, and Cabarrus Counties. July 25th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. August 6th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. August 7 and 8, Waldensian Festival in Valdez. August 7th and 8th, Salisbury Summer Sip. August 8th and 9th, it is Sneed's Ferry Shrimp Festival. August 8th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. August 15th, Hot Nights Cool Rides Car Show in Forest City. August 15th, Locust Summer Concert Series. August 16th, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. August 22nd, it is the Lazy Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary. August 27th through the 29th, Winterville Watermelon Festival. August 28 and 29, American Roots Bluegrass Festival in Greensboro. And August 28th through the 30th, Fin Feathers and Fur in Salisbury. Switching to the Holly Springs Cultural Center, the phone number there, 919 567-4000. July 21st, Carolina Puppet Theater, The Three Little Fishies. Friday, July 24th, Summer at the Springs presents the Southern Grace Band. This is a free concert from 6:30 to 9. August 4th and 18th, Carolina Puppet Theater, Green Mermaid at 11. Tickets are $5. Friday, August 14th, Summer at the Springs presents GB4, 6:30 to 9 o'clock. Friday, August 28th, Summer at the Springs presents North Tower. September 1st and 15th, Carolina Puppet Theater, The Three Bears at 11. September 19th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra, When the Living Was Easy. Tickets $8 for adults, $5 for students and seniors. The concert is at 7:30. Again, these are all events at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. September 20th, The Association. Performance at 7:30. Tickets $40 for adults, $35 for seniors, and $25 for students. October 3rd, Community Band, Imagination in Flight, free concert at 7:30. Garner Performing Arts Center West Garner Road, the phone number 919-661-4602. August 6, 7, and 8, Shrek the Musical Jr. And moving to October 16, 17, 23, and 24, Lend Me a Tenor. Okay, we're going to talk about audio description information as it is provided by Arts Access. The patron using the service wears an earpiece so that they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. We've got a short schedule, Friday, July 17th to Kill a Mockingbird. This is North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies. This is at 9 o'clock. Of course, To Kill a Mockingbird stars Gregory Peck. Saturday, July 25th, The Buddy Holly Story. Lots of oldies music. North Carolina Theater at 2. That's Saturday, July 25th. And then Saturday, August 22nd, it is Interstellar, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 8:30, and all three of those are audio-described performances. By the way, Durham Performing Arts Center and Theater in the Park both have committed to offer audio description for any performance requested with a two-week advance notice. Be sure to check the schedules for current performance listings. Also, Regal Entertainment Group has new accessibility technologies that are very exciting. They are making changes to accommodate people with and through assistive listening, closed captions, blind or low vision, and descriptive audio. Visit their site for more information. Call your local Regal Theater for information about specific showings. Additionally, the North Hills Cinema is among the first in North Carolina to offer audio description on any date, in any theater, for any film that has the audio description encoded into this film. This innovative new technology is part of the Audio Description Project through the American Council for the Blind. To learn if the film you're interested in seeing has audio description, please contact the Regal North Hills Cinema at 919-786-4494. Okay, there are a lot of places that you can go around the Triangle for some free music or low-cost summer concerts. For instance, Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through September from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 to 2. Weaver Street Market in Carrboro has After Hours music on the lawn Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30. And the Carrboro store also has jazz brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1. At their Hillsboro store, it's Hillsboro Outdoors every Thursday evening from 6 to 8. And at the Southern Village store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays from 5:30 to 7:30. Cary has a number of concert events. the Downtown Performers Series. This series features all types of music. Performances are held at the Downtown Performance Green, located on the corner of Kildare Farm Road and Academy Street. Starlight Concert Series. The concerts are free and take place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. On the fourth Friday of the month, all concerts start at 7. The 7 o'clock Rock Series, the block party experience in downtown Cary, finds streets closed off, merchants open late, good music and food. Performances held at the corner of Academy and Chatham Streets in downtown Cary. All 7 o'clock rock events are free. Sertoma Concert Series, held at Sertoma Amphitheater inside Bond Park. Concerts are free and scheduled for the following dates. Well, there's only one more, August 8th. Clayton's Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square Concerts are always the third Thursday of every month through September. Concerts are 7 to 9 p.m. on the Town Square lawn at the corner of Main and Fayetteville Streets in downtown Clayton. Toast and Tune Concerts at Clower Family Vineyards in Apex. They're held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 until 4. Carolina Inns Fridays on the Front Porch is back for another season in Chapel Hill. Free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. There's, of course, Raleigh's Oak City 7. The concerts are held on Thursdays, 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for July 23rd and then August 6th and 20th in that series. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursday on the following dates this summer, July 30th, August 13th, and 27th. That's what's left on that schedule. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th at Southern Village in Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. This is the 11th year for Saturdays in Saxapahaw, with events at the Hay Wagon Stage May through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. The Warehouse Blues Concert Series is at Durham Central Park, and that is three events left. These Fridays of live blues concerts will be held July 17th, 24th, and 31st. Sorry about that confusion. The Hopscotch Music Festival is coming up, of course, September 10th through the 12th. That event features 130 bands at various clubs in downtown Raleigh. The event will also include concerts each night in City Plaza. Here's the lineup of Carolina music festivals. Now through July 31st, an Appalachian Summer Festival. Appalachian Summer Festival is a multi- and interdisciplinary arts festival presenting and producing programs in music, theater, dance, film, and visual arts. This is at Appalachian State University and nearby venues. Through August 1st, it is the Eastern Music Festival, held at Guilford College and other nearby venues. July 17 and 18, Spruce Pine Barbecue Championship and Bluegrass Festival, obviously in Spruce Pine. July 17th through the 26th, it's Folkmoot USA in western North Carolina. Sites are in Waynesville and other mountain towns. July 18th, it's Barnstock in Huntersville at the Brown Family Farm. July 23rd through the 26th, it's Nunn Brothers Bluegrass Festival in Mount Airy, and the festival site is the Nunn Brothers Music Park. July 24th and 25th, Bernaroo Music and Arts Festival in New Bern, Isaac Taylor Garden, Brewery 99, the Brown Pelican, and more local sites. July 24th through the 26th, the Cape Fear Blues Festival in Wilmington. July 30th through August 1st, the Pretty Fest Bluegrass Festival in Franklinton. July 31st and August 1st, it is Reevestock Music Festival in Elkin at Elkin's Hidden Amphitheater and Liberty Reception Hall. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the number there, 919-996-8700. Through July 26th, they're showing Dreamgirls, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, July 18th, the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tickets for that event, $27.14 to $37.14. The show on Saturday, July 18th. Is at 8 p.m. July 21st through the 26th, Buddy Holly, North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Shows start at 7:30 each night, and there is also a Sunday matinee at 2. August 5th through the 16th, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. August 27th through the 30th, Carousel, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Fletcher Auditorium. September 8th through the 13th, Dirty Dancing, Broadway Series South at North Carolina Theater. September 24th through the 27th, it is The Planets, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. October 8th through the 25th, you've got Symphony Fantastique, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater. And we're going to close out today with Thursday, July 16th at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh, the Punch Brothers at 8 o'clock. Friday, July 24th, Teacup Gin at 5:30, also on Friday, but July 31st, it's Peter Lamb and the Wolves. That also is a 5:30 event. Saturday, August 29th, it's an evening with the Mavericks. Then on Friday, September 25th, it is an evening with the Dawes. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.